Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and with a loud voice he called to all the birds that fly directly overhead, Come, gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the king of the earth with their armies gathered to make war against him who was sitting on the horse and against his army. And the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet, who in its presence had done the signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped its image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur, and the rest were slain by the sword that came from the mouth of him who was sitting on the horse, and all the birds were gorged with their flesh. Revelations 19, 11 through 21. Let me ask you a question. What is your favorite attribute of God? I like to ask this question of friends, especially new ones, because I find it very revealing of who they are. If I had to take a guess, for many of you, it would be love, forgiveness, grace, mercy, maybe. Now, if I take a chance to answer my own question, I would tell you my favorite attribute of the divine is his unwavering justice against all his creation. You may ask me, why is that my favorite? And in response, I want to tell you a story that shaped my view of this world. I once worked at McDonald's, and yeah, I did. It was interesting. But I met a girl there that I worked with. We worked late nights together. Her name was Allie. She was feisty and funny, and she had a quick comeback and was always there to wake you up when you were super tired and didn't want to go through the rest of the shift. Everyone liked her. But as we worked side by side, I began to notice there was more under the surface. And one late night, we got break at like 30 minutes before we were supposed to get off. So basically, we just got off early. And we were sitting on the back of my car just talking. And she began to open up and talk of her life. I still don't know why she did this, but I am thankful she did. Because she told me stories that I didn't know were possible. She opened my eyes to the pain that a human can experience. She spoke of physical abuse, of sexual abuse, of verbal abuse, of emotional abuse. She spoke of her dad leaving her and her mom. She spoke of her mom dying of cancer, and then her dad coming back and pretending nothing was wrong. She spoke of abuse from cousins and uncles. She spoke of abandonment and neglect, of how she paid the bills by the money she made. And that night, as I watched Allie walk away, I have to say I've never wanted so badly to be able to bring justice to those that had hurt her. She did nothing to deserve that pain. But I watched her walk away holding her head up, even though there was tears in her eyes. I won't lie to you. I was filled with what I would consider righteous anger after hearing her pain. As I drove home late that night after my shift, I was thinking hard on the feelings I had felt at hearing her story. But as I thought about it, about all the things that I felt and all my righteous anger, as I call it, I was shaken to my core. I wanted to call the judgment of God on people I had never met. Even when I myself knew that if it was true justice, then I must be held accountable for my mistakes as well. As I began to think of the sins that stained my own soul, I began to realize how unfit I was to demand justice on men I didn't know, when the man I knew the best, myself, was a sinner. And I began to realize the power of grace in that moment. The moment that I realized how broken I was, I understood mercy, grace, forgiveness, and love the best. So, church, I say my favorite attribute of God is justice. For without the weight of justice, the relief of grace, mercy, and forgiveness would never feel the same. This grace, mercy, and forgiveness does not nullify the justice of God. It satisfies it. However, the price paid for our sins was not free. This was the price of death. As it is written in 1 John 2:2, Jesus is the payment of our sins and the sins of the entire world. This payment was in blood, perfect blood. However, unlike the blood of bulls and calves that could not satisfy, the perfect blood of Jesus wiped the sin away and fulfilled the justice of God as he took our pain on himself and was broken in our place. And so we come before God in this time of communion, and as we humble ourselves in remembrance of the sacrifice that was made on our behalf, so that we would not have to pay the price for our sins and face the holy and pure justice of God. This is a time we take every week to remember the ultimate act of love that Jesus made as he took our place on the cross. So we remember. With the thought of Jesus' sacrifice in mind and of how he fulfilled the justice of God, we do as he instructed during the last supper. Matthew 26:26-29. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." So we take this bread as a representation of the body that was broken for us, as we remember the payment that was made in our place. And we take this cup, which represents the blood he spilt for us for the forgiveness of our sins. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May your name be praised and honored and gloried above all. For yours is the kingdom and yours is the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for humbling yourself and coming down on this earth, for paying the price, for taking our place, for purifying us so we may have a relationship with you. Thank you. Words will never express that which you paid, and the gratitude we must feel, the gratitude we do feel. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name. Holy is your kingdom. Your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.